On the show today, we have Q's Vice President of Membership, Jamise Harkley, talking about an upcoming webinar she's going to be hosting with CU Members Mortgage called Owning Your Own Development, all about excelling your career in these times of great reset, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Jamise Harkley from Q's. Jamise, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing great. I'm doing way better now that you're on the show, so we're good to go.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Likewise. We always have a lot of fun and get some good information out there as well, so always happy to have you on. And today we're talking about a webinar you're going to be doing here in the next couple of weeks called Owning Your Development, and you're going to be doing this webinar with the folks from CU Members Mortgage. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, you know, CU Members Mortgage is a Q's supplier member, but they are very much so interested in making sure that their lenders and their customers have the tools to ensure that not only are they building their skills for being good lenders, you know, in the typical practice of the role, right? The technical side, but also developing themselves to ensure that they can motivate themselves and lead others and continue to build on their career. So I'm super excited that they reached out to us to help carry this message.
Well, it's a good team for sure. And the title of your webinar is called Owning Your Development. So I'm going to start out with the foundation. What's this all about? What can you give us? Can you give us a quick summary of what you're going to be talking about here?
Well, you know, it's in the time of COVID, right? People are so busy and people are needing to learn new skills all the time. You know, you've got those soft skills that you want to develop, but you also have those hard skills as well that need to be developed. Mm-hmm. And there's generally not anyone that's kind of some organizations are lucky enough to have people put those learning opportunities together for them. But in a lot of situations, you have to take ownership of the plan that you have for yourself to continue to develop your career. Right. And that's continuing to learn those soft skills, right? Like taking care of your ability to communicate, relationship building, development of your colleagues, and continuous development of yourself while attaining problem-solving ability and the ability to drive results. And of course, taking initiative. Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's what this whole thing about owning your development is about. It's about finding learning opportunities that fit within the skills that you need to develop to either excel in the seat that you're in or move to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, and now's the time because it sounds like everyone's kind of getting a fresh reset, I guess. And then, you know, now's the time to really kind of take hold of this and grab hold of it and take those reins and go.
Absolutely. You know, in times like these, it's interesting what you gravitate towards. And a lot of soft skills have generally been taught in person, right? And in-person gatherings are now in this conundrum of, you know, figuring out when is too soon, how many and all those things. But, you know, there are some opportunities that you always have online to continue to develop those skills. And we want to make sure that people are creating their plans for in-person and for things that can take place online. So they have continuous plans to develop themselves.
And that's the beauty of the online stuff. It's all kind of on demand. So you can do it kind of at your leisure and you can get it done. There's no like set time to, you know, you got to be there and do this, that type of thing. I mean, if you're there, obviously you want to attend the webinar and check it out, but there's going to be a recording. But for this stuff, owning your own development, you know, there's on demand stuff. I mean, it's just the beauty of the online environment because you can check it out when, you know, we're all busy during the day. Okay, let's get the kids to bed. Okay, now I can do my career stuff after they get to bed, that type of thing. So that's
absolutely more, right? Yeah. Absolutely. And Q's has over 30,000 members that have access to digital learning opportunities 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
However, you know, there are people who don't have access to these things, and they're trying to wonder, where do I go to get things like this? And Q's was in such a wonderful position with this pandemic, because our member benefits already had these things baked in, yep. Right? So now the only thing that needs to be there is the member needs to create that vision for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Think about the things that will make them successful. Talk to their manager and see what are some of the things that mutually they agree on. And then they'll create a plan, right? What does that success look like? What resources will you use? Who's your village? And then, of course, you'll be executing and communicating all of the things that you learn. But we've just been lucky to have the learning opportunities packaged and ready to go right away.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, instead of watching Netflix for hours and hours, hey, take a course or two at Q's, you know, why not? You know, balance the two out. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. Hey, I have to be honest, I have listened to a TED Talk. So when I'm on my Peloton sometimes, I will listen to something that I need to hear, even though it's hard to turn down the music. If there are Peloton people on here, I'm a Cody fan. So it's hard to turn down Cody's music, right? But sometimes I will listen to a TED Talk or listen to some video or something that's going to help me do a challenge that I have coming in the end of my day. Yeah. So it's unique now how you can get your development on.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, I love that. That could go down a whole nother road, because every time I run or ride on my bike or whatever, I'm listening to a podcast. So I know exactly where you're going. All right, let's get back to the webinar. So give us a couple of takeaways that that attendees can gain and take back to their office, wherever those offices may be these days, on a Monday morning. Say, okay, now I can apply this. So what are a couple of takeaways?
Absolutely. Well, it's first thing, as I said, you're going to come out and understand what it's like to have a vision for your development and understanding what owning that development truly means, mm-hmm. how to put a plan in place and execute on that plan in a way that will be fruitful for each step of growth that you take within your organization. So that's one takeaway. The second takeaway is just understanding what those soft skills and hard skills are, right? There's not a lot of conversation about what things should I be learning, what areas should I develop most when it comes to me being a leader mm-hmm. in my seat or of others. And lastly, hopefully you'll walk away feeling energized with a purpose for how you want to continue to learn in the future and be able to communicate those things to your colleagues and your manager mm-hmm. and anyone that is mutually interested in your success.
Yep, indeed. And so why do you think this topic is so significant right now? Is it what we kind of touched on in the beginning? Because like now's the time to kind of do a reset or trying to really kick your career into high gear and get moving, or anything else?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just the point of learning is something that's going to happen every day. And when you have an organization that is invested in, whether it's Q's or someone else, to provide mm-hmm. these types of benefits to you, it's our goal to get people to understand they have ownership of this process. So we're truly on a mission to make everyone feel as though they do have some ownership, but you also have a partner that's going to help you develop the plan yeah. to truly own it and manifest what you like to discover in your professional career.
Yeah. Yeah. The content is there. You just have to go after it and get it and then digest and use it, because nothing but good can come from this, Jamise. I'm convinced.
Absolutely. Well, that's certainly what we hope. And that's what Q's has been building. And we're so grateful to CU Members Mortgage for allowing us to, you know, bring this message to their members and to have them feel some responsibility and accountability. And we hope at some point pride in the investment that they've made to not just being this good performer on the technical side, but they've built in within themselves a good leader, someone who can work independently and be a great strategic thinker, because those are valuable things to an organization, no matter where you are.
No doubt. And your value goes up as well. So good stuff. Hey, before I let you go, when is the webinar? Can you give us date, time, all that good stuff?
Yes. So the webinar is actually held on April 8th. It is at 2 p.m. Central.
Okay.
Central time. And I almost now I'm trying to get out of saying standard and daytime, because there's this whole thing about that. So is it Central time? So depending on where you are located, and if you are a member of CU Members Mortgage, I want to see you there, because they've invested in you getting this message, and I want to deliver it to you and hope you leave feeling full and ready to go and conquer your own development.
I love it. Great message to end on. Good stuff, Jamise. Anything else to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom? Because I think this is
fantastic. Final words of wisdom is don't forget to learn with Hughes, right? As I said, there's over 30,000 people who have access to our wonderful membership benefits that allow you to learn, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, annually, however it is, we have these opportunities there for you. And it's a, you know, it's great time for everyone to upskill, and you can do that with Hughes. Yep.
I'm right there with you. Good stuff. All right, Jamise, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And we'll be watching on April 8th, right? April 8th?
April 8th, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Got it. All righty. Thanks again, Jamise. Appreciate the time. Be well. Be safe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.